Government defends ban on online money games, cites societal impact. It's end game for India's real money gaming industry. Let's dive into the industry impact. Good news for Infosys employees as the company announces 80% performance bonus payout. First Club in talks to raise $20 million from Axel and Paramark.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's kick things off with our first big story. Now, if you blinked yesterday, you might have missed one of the fastest moving legislations we've seen in recent times.
Yes, so we are talking about the online gaming bill. Barely a day after the Union Cabinet cleared it, the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 was introduced in Lok Sabha and passed within just 7 minutes of discussion.
7 minutes, Bhavya, well, that's shorter than even the duration of our podcast. But this bill has huge ramifications and long-term consequences. In a word, the government has delivered a knockout punch to the real money gaming industry in India. So think fantasy sports, think rummy, think poker. Basically, any online game that involves money, deposits, taking, all of it is banned. So it's banned all kinds of online money games. It's now prevented celebrities from endorsing them. You cannot advertise them. And it's also barred banks from working with such companies.
Too, like conducting warrantless searches and arrests for offenses under the law.
Now, the government has defended it strongly. IT Secretary S. Krishnan, in an exclusive interview with us, called it a balanced attempt to bring clarity. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav argued that online money games are often linked to money laundering and even terror financing. But more than this, Bhavya, people we have been speaking to between yesterday and today have flagged the societal impact of real money gaming. So, you know, a lot of MPs have started receiving complaints in constituencies from voters that many of them are getting addicted to these games. They end up borrowing money to play these games to recoup losses. They get into a debt spiral. And, you know, that often sometimes leads to suicide. So there have been many such tragic cases across the country, which is why the government stepped in to arrest this once and for all.
Yes. Next, probably it heads to the Rajya Sabha. If it passes there and gets presidential assent, it will become a law, effectively setting the sun on the online money gaming industry.
But Bhavya, the government insists that it's not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because remember, they are still bullish about esports and social gaming. So if you want to play a solitaire or a Sudoku, which doesn't involve any money, that's completely fine with the government. And they are not penalizing the players, they are penalizing the platform. And in fact, Bhavya, the next story is about the impact, and the real money gaming industry says this could be its end game. It's basically RIP RMG.
That's right. India's RMG sector is worth about $25 billion and employs more than 2 lakh people. And industry stakeholders warn that a ban will push users to offshore betting websites, hurting tax revenues and user safety.
In fact, GST losses from offshore gambling operators are pegged at over $4 billion. That's more than $3.5 billion in revenue generated by India's RMG companies.
Yeah, the industry has also attracted $3 billion in foreign investment so far. But investors are already worried. A top gaming executive told us that funding can't happen if policies remain this unpredictable and that no entrepreneur will enter this space.
So the ripple effect doesn't stop there. Payment firms like Razorpay, Cashfree, PhonePe, EaseBuzz and PayU facilitate 500 million transactions for gaming apps every month. The sector contributes nearly 10% of revenues for some of them.
Yes, the impact on UPI as a whole will be minimal. Gaming accounts for just about 0.5% of transaction value and 1.5% of volumes. But for payment companies with exposure, it's still a meaningful hit.
So while the government frames this as a social reform for the industry, it certainly looks like a very bad storm.
Yes. Moving to IT, though, there's some good news, at least if you're an Infosys employee waiting for your bonus.
That's right. Infosys has announced performance-linked payouts for Q1 of FY26. The organization-wide average stands at 80%, which is a jump from last quarter's 65%.
Yes, employees in band 6 and below, basically junior to mid-level staff, are eligible for this. Payouts vary by performance. PL4 employees will get about 80 to 89%, PL5 between 78 and 87%, and PL6 between 75 and 85%.
The stronger payouts reflect Infosys' solid quarterly results. Net profit grew 8.7% year-on-year to nearly 6,921 crore rupees, and revenue was up 7.5%, both ahead of street expectations.
It's also a signal that IT majors are loosening the purse strings a little. TCS, in fact, recently starting September, though that came alongside the planned layoffs.
So for now, Infosys employees at least have something extra on their paychecks to smile about.
Yes, finally, let's talk startups, and the buzz around e-commerce and quick commerce continues.
Right. So Bengaluru-based First Club, founded by former Flipkart senior VP Ayappan R, is in advanced talks to raise $20 million from existing backers Axel and RTP Global. A new investor, Paramark Ventures, is also expected to join.
What's interesting is that this round comes just 8 months after First Club raised about $8 million in seed funding, and its valuation has more than doubled since December, from around $50 million to about $120 to $130 million now.
First Club is a members-only rapid delivery platform targeting India's top 10% of consumers, households with incomes above 15 lakh rupees in metro cities. It offers premium groceries, bakery, dairy, and nutrition products.
Right now, it operates in parts of Bengaluru like Sarjapur Road and Belandur. But with this fresh capital, it plans to expand into Delhi and Mumbai, open 10 mini warehouses, and even launch 2 offline centers within a year.
Axel, which is doubling down on this bet, is no stranger to quick commerce, considering it's an investor in Swiggy and Swish. For South Korea's Paramark Ventures, though, this is the first such investment in the space.
Clearly, they're all chasing a market that analysts say could grow from $6 billion today to nearly $40 billion by 2030. With Blinkit, Zepto, Instamart and others all pushing aggressively, First Club is definitely entering a very busy kitchen. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.